question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, we are moving right along today as six of our 10 show segments are already behind us. And as we shift from our special National Communal Forum last segment into the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen part of the show, we're sponsored by our friends at Travel Pro Luggage.
That's right. Father's Day is next weekend. If you're looking for a great gift that every dad could use for years to come, give him Travel Pro. Whether it's the Platinum Collection that Robert and I travel with, the Max Light Series that Rudy uses, or something from any of their other collections, an important item that helps ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
You know, luggage is a great Father's Day gift, and Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering some terrific Father's Day specials right now at TravelPro.com, so make it a point to check them out today and get your order in so it arrives in time, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, in recent weeks, you've heard us joined by Chef Robert Irvine, Chef Andrew Zimmern, Chef Jeffrey Zakarians, Chef Joanne Weir, and Chef Anne Burrell, who've helped us help you travel the world from your own kitchen through the simple recipes that we've shared. If you're a longtime listener, then you know that Robert and I have broadcasted this show from the Culinary Institute of America on a couple of different occasions. And the CIA not only trains many of America's top chefs, but they also offer an array of workshops, boot camps, and dining options for travelers in New York, California, Texas, even Singapore. Joining us on that show hotline from the Culinary Institute of America is certified master chef and director of CIA Consulting and Industry Programs, Brad Barnes.
Brad, listen, we've enjoyed engaging with many of your CIA colleagues over the years. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show as together we all travel the world from your own kitchen.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, good to be here.
Good to have you with us. Before we get to the recipe that you're going to be sharing with everyone across the country, I want to start off with a serious question. Over the past 13 weeks, we've been talking with top chefs around the USA about the restaurant industry and recovery efforts, having, frankly, candid conversations about it. Some have been more optimistic than others, but the overall consensus has been many restaurants are going to struggle to survive. You have a good number of CIA alumni running restaurants around the country and elsewhere. So what are some of your thoughts on recovery for non-chain restaurants and any good news that you can share about things that you're seeing or hearing?
Well, there is good news, and the good news is that we're starting to reopen some places. I think the challenge to that, or the number of challenges, are many, and it's going to take a real sort of reformulation of how people approach the food business for them to actually be successful, at least in the next 6 to 18 months, depending on how all of this progresses. Do we have a vaccine? How does the recurrence happen? And then sort of what goes on in the consumer world. So we're seeing a lot of challenges having to do with volume of business and consumer impressions of what's going on out there. And am I confident to go? Folks should be, for the most part. And then we're having to deal with how do I really sort of rebuild my business to face all of these new challenges and actually increase volume with other lines of business like curbside and delivery.
Yeah, which people have been doing a really good job pivoting with, but certainly challenged. So, Brad, we understand you're the driving force behind a program through the CIA that really helps food service and hospitality operators prepare their businesses. And at this point, we're talking about preparing them for reopening. How's it going? And can you share maybe just a couple of things before we get to this recipe that you're working on that can help these businesses?
Sure. And so, you know, I travel the globe every year. Circled it five times last year, visiting.
You're on the right show.
Different professionals, different operations, on really operational revision, change architecture of food business. And so as I look at what happened with COVID and how people need to rebuild their businesses, we are working on a very robust online virtual-based program for operators to use to help standardize the way that they need to go back to business and the protocols that they need to implement and make sustainable so that they can do things right and at the same time show customers that they're doing things right. So it has a lot to do with customer optics and communicating mm-hmm. with people, and then, of course, training your staff and helping your staff feel that they're secure and safe as well. of course, is a huge priority.
Absolutely. We talk a lot about the customer confidence, but in the restaurant business in particular, and in hotel business, it's the staff has to be feeling pretty secure that they're safe as well so they can do their job. All right, now let's get to this recipe.
Yes, the recipe.
Hopefully everyone listening can make it this weekend, or I actually think this is a great recipe for next weekend, which is Father's Day weekend. So, Brad, we created this segment to give our listeners some joy during this crazy time since food and travel are so interconnected. We're going to post the full recipe and instructions on our RM World Travel Facebook page after the show today. We also have it posted on our, we'll have it posted on our website on Monday. So what is this favorite recipe of yours and where is it from in the world?
So one of my stops last year was with one of our very close partners, Hart College in Jamaica. And they have a number of things. They're a huge labor force development program there, a vocational technical college of, with all kinds of programs, but culinary being a big one for them. And I was able to sit with some folks, very experienced Jamaican chefs, and learn more about the idea of Jamaican jerk and how it happens, and even got to go to Scotchy's to stop there for some...
well, that's a must.
All right. Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and really super stuff. And so I gave you a compilation of recipes from things I found out from different folks.
Hmm.
And it's a pretty easy recipe. I would say that it's best made and let sit. So, you know, Monday, Tuesday, getting ready for Saturday, it wouldn't be a bad thing to whip it up, put it in the fridge.
Well, give everybody an idea, okay. Exactly, because it's pretty simple. Just go through some of the simple ingredients that are in it.
Yeah, so it's onions, scallions, garlic, allspice, scotch bonnet peppers, of course, a little bit of soy sauce, sugar, salt, and vinegar. And it really makes a beautiful representation of Jamaican jerk.
And that would work. I know, you know, one of our producers has been to Jamaica many times, and she, of course, has had it with goat.
Well,
but
right.
People are going to have a hard time finding goat, so it works with chicken and what else?
You can put pork.
Pork.
Chicken and pork.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
All right, sounds delicious.
And it's pretty easy. You put all those ingredients into the blender, but the specific amounts, you know, whether it's, I'm looking here, whether you want to have about 1.5 pounds of onions and all that, we're going to list all of those items on there, but on our social media, as Mary said. But one of the things I want to ask you, you know, I know you're a CIA grad yourself, and from our visits to the Culinary Institute of America, Mary and I have had a chance to experience some of the classes and see firsthand the efforts that go into the training and the curriculum of chefs. It's a lot of work. We've just talked a little bit. It's certainly going to have to evolve. Want to know, though, if someone out there across the country right now is listening and they aspire to be a chef, or maybe they're in the profession and they're deciding whether to continue in it or not, do you have any advice for them?
Listen, the food business always has been and always will be a really vibrant and robust career opportunity. There are plenty of jobs in that. Speaking on an ongoing basis, certainly right now, we're a little stressed, but there's nothing better. It's served me beautifully all of my life. That's 45 plus years doing this. So I would say if they're thinking about it or want to do it, learn what you can about it and get into it.
All right, sounds good. Brad, before we end today, you just mentioned before you circled the world, I think you said five times last year.
Yes, I did. A little more than us now.
Wow. We know you travel a lot, clearly, for the consulting side of what you do for CIA. I'm curious if you can tell us if you have an area of the world or the U.S. that you really, really are drawn to and appreciate for its culinary talent and culture.
There are so many. I eat in about 600 restaurants a year, and I you know, if I had to pick something, I really do love China and parts of Asia for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, that's there's a lot of close seconds there.
All right. Well, we got you to name one.
Well, so where's your close second? I want to hear that from you. You know, Asia. So if you were right now, if you could go anywhere, where are your top two or three places?
I gotta go to Italy, to Spain, Germany. South America is great, Brazil, Colombia, and I was even in Nigeria last year and had some amazing, beautiful flavors. So I don't know. Now I get all confused.
600 restaurants.
You're going to make everybody hungry. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
So you know you're enjoying breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. Clearly, when you're doing that. Well, you know, Brad, certainly we're going to have to stay connected with you and check back in more frequently. Hopefully we can do that when you're on the road somewhere and you can give us a firsthand report from a place. Or maybe with our paths we'll cross and we'll see, we'll go enjoy something together. But we really do appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us. Our best to you and the team at CIA. And enjoy the weekend. I'm sure everyone across the country is going to enjoy now this Jamaican jerk marinade you just shared with us.
Well, thank you, and I'd love to chat again, so let's make sure and stay in touch.
Sounds great. Brad, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
All right. Travel the world from your own kitchen. We've just done that, and now we have the Jamaican jerk marinade.
That marinade is now up on our social channels on Facebook, and it'll be on our website on Monday, so take a look at it. It looks delicious.
And enjoy it this weekend or for Father's Day. Right now, it is time for us to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. We still have more to come today, including R.J. Carey's Open Road segment, so stick around and don't touch the channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.